Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes, you can email Christy and I, and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode.
I've gotten really good at it.
What, throwing up?
Yeah.
You've had a lot of practice lately.
I have had a lot of practice lately. Oof.
If you don't mind me asking, because yes. I think I'm going to be going down this road at some point soon.
Yes.
Is it just a roller coaster? Is it, because you're, are you actually, I'm just looking at it from a single guy's point of view who just got engaged and April.
Okay.
So, oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
So, is it everything that a single guy watching, only growing up on like Adam Sandler movies would think of?
I want to say no.
Yes, you're going to have to go back to kindergarten.
Yeah,
that Dang part it. Is for sure. I want to say that no, that pregnancy is nothing like it's portrayed in the movies, but so far from what I've experienced, the actual pregnancy part is exactly how they portray it.
So it's more
movies.
Like a Judd Apatow movie.
It's a little more like a Judd Apatow movie. I have heard that birth is nothing like they portray it in the movies, but so far pregnancy, 100%.
Okay.
I was like, there's no way that people just throw up and don't know that they're about to throw up. Like, you get warning before you vomit, but it turns out that's not true.
Nope, that's not the case.
Really?
Nope.
It should just...
Yeah, just instantaneously.
That's awesome. That's like a superpower.
Yeah. And I, like, football push my husband out of the door frame to get into the bathroom.
It's a power you didn't want, but you got.
Right. Both. It's great responsibility.
Yeah. It was way too close to the gamma rays. Damn you, fate.
Yeah, it was climbing up walls, flying, or throwing up.
You gotta leave town every couple of months and go to a new place.
Yeah, pretty much. That is how it goes.
She was telling me in the car on the way here, she goes, I can literally feel them moving at all times.
That's so bizarre.
It just started. The them moving has just started.
Which creeps her husband out a lot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's, I don't want to say alien, but it's that.
That's,
you know,
the same
visual,
word he used. Yeah. That's the same word
it's
he
that
used.
That visual of the.
Yep.
Wow. That's alive.
Yep. When he just makes like a gagging face whenever I talk about it, he's like, well, I just can't.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever, shut up.
I'm so glad I've known you about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And gone this far down the road. I mean, it's great.
I'm an open gal.
Well, Peter Marr is our guest today on Foster Podcast. Thanks for coming, man.
Dude, thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
I was so stoked when you asked.
I feel bad. You've been running around all morning and everything. You were on the west side and you came here and then Burbank. And
yeah, well, yeah, we just moved to Long Beach. I just moved to Long Beach a couple of months ago.
Oh, nice.
So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so it was that drive to the YouTube space we were at this morning and over here. And then I got to go over to Burbank anyway, so this lined up. So
oh, perfect. Okay, so this wasn't it. You get engaged, move over to Long Beach. Look at you.
Things are changing.
Look at you.
Things are changing. Yeah. I went from being that guy in Glendale to
that guy.
Yeah, that other guy.
The other guy.
Long Beach.
Yeah.
The much more comfortable guy.
Yeah, and it's that new job, too. So there's a whole lot of, like, I just felt like I grew up in all of about 6 hours.
Right.
Boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom.
Isn't that crazy? You got engaged, or you got engaged?
Got engaged.
When are you guys getting married?
We set the date for May 20th for now.
Okay.
And,
for now.
Well,
we will see how this works out.
Well, we had that. Yeah, there's that too. But we had that conversation of like, well, when are we actually going to do this? I'm like, I don't know. Like mid May. If we go past mid May, then the 13th was on a Saturday, the 20th was on a Saturday, and I was like, if we're going to pick one, let's go for the 20th.
Okay.
Because that 13th could land on a Friday.
Oh,
then,
you don't like
you know,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Not at all.
Or you do. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friday the 13th wedding.
Like gothy ass wedding.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Put there some makeup go. On.
Yeah.
Get some eyeliner.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, my God. Let me officiate it.
Justin's going to do that.
Let me officiate your wedding in full crow makeup.
That would be get the Cure to play.
Justin's really, really good at wedding planning.
Get the Cure to play. Shit, you're doing better than I thought, man.
That's right. Yeah. Just say fire it up outside all day.
Yes. Yes. Only 2% of our listeners are going to get that reference.
But for the two
but
that
I
know,
love both of them.
Yes, exactly.
That's amazing, man. So you here's what happened. And you said you grew up in the last 6 months, right? You got
yeah.
a new job.
Got a new job.
Got engaged.
Got engaged.
You're on TV.
Well, yeah, I was actually, I was on TV a lot earlier on, but this was like the first time I just got on TV again.
Oh, okay.
And,
all right.
You know, it was fun. It was cool. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And then it happened and I was like, that was great. That's awesome.
What's next?
Let's do it again.
Right?
I just felt like Krusty the Clown because you do awesome impressions, right?
I do terrible impressions.
You do awesome ones. I've heard them all.
My girlfriend and Christy say my impressions are really good, except not for the ones that they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like my Peter Griffin is an excellent guy from Michigan.
Right.
And my what was the other one I was doing? It was
anything you do is something different. So if you try to do like a Jamaican accent, you sound French.
Right, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So the sight's off a little bit.
Yeah, it's spot on. It's not what it's supposed to be. You do really great impressions. I'm very intimidated right now.
I try. No, don't be intimidated at all. There's no intimidation going on. You can't do an impression? Duh, you're such a dork.
My impressions are always like me just saying the person's name of what it is.
And then doing
yeah, right. Like we went through all the Family Guys the other day, like, hi, I'm Lois, Peter. Like, that's my Lois. Right?
Oh, nice, that's good.
And my Peter is, I'm Peter. That's my Peter.
Dude, I close my eyes, I can't even tell.
Right?
Oh
it's
God.
The same, right?
I know, right?
Don't encourage
and then him. Brian the dog is like, hey, I'm Brian, I drink martinis.
Wow.
Can you do Joe? Because I've been working
that
on...
terrible.
Which one's Joe? Is he the creepy one?
Well, it's Patrick Warburton. And he does... I pulled it... Actually, I did it last
Is he the neighbor with no legs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Joe. I have a wheelchair.
Sounds just like
Peter.
Sounds just like the
They all
sound I can do the guy who's like... where he's like...
Quagmire.
Quagmire is like, I'm Quagmire. Giggity. That's my Quagmire.
Nope.
And then
you're
one,
trying not to do it.
And there's the one guy who's like, I catch the spiders in my web.
Oh, catch the spiders?
Yes! Yes!
See, that's an impression.
You can do all the Family Guy guys, can't you?
Not really. I mean, there's a few, and there's some that are just like really close, but it's enough to be like, well, you know, if you see... You know, it's like if you had to put an APB out,
right?
A car, you know, it'd be like, it's a blue car, it's small, and be like, oh, that's close enough.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like my Stewie's like, hey, so you guys gonna do that though? Hmm?
Oh, so good.
It's close.
Stewie, let me do Stewie. Do your Stewie?
Hey, Justin, you got a Stewie though? Hey,
why do they all sound like that? Why are they all raspy?
It's like a,
come up with a new
like
fucking
a, it's
voice.
It's like a Krusty the Clown version.
Why is that your go-to?
Hey, Peter. Ah, there he is. That's the wheelchair guy.
Hey, Peter.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
See, that's the one I've been trying to get.
That was great. That was awesome.
Great.
So you were on Dana Carvey's impression show.
First impressions.
Yeah. Which ones did you do on that show?
I did, I'm sure, I know it's kind of that same closer that I do, you know, especially if it, you know, because if I open the show and, you know, you got to, you know, take the shovel and scoop everybody up in the air with it.
Right.
It's that same poker game. So it's like Homer Simpson, Hank Hill, Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, the Pillsbury Doughboy, Krusty the Clown, and then, you know, I'll throw a few more in there, but...
Nice.
Yeah, like, there's a few that I like to do that are, like, you know, Joe, you know, Patrick's like, hey, Peter.
Right.
What are you doing over there?
Right.
You know, it's like, I'm trying, and it's close, but it's one of those that I keep working on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's H. John Benjamin, the guy who does Bob from Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
And Archer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been really working on that, and I'm still so close to it.
Nice.
Yeah. So
I know him as Coach McGurk. That's
yeah,
my
yeah,
favorite
exactly.
of all his characters, is Rick and just
and
the Henri
the
coach.
Classic. That's like the first, that was his big
yeah.
thing. It's like, so what are you guys doing over there? I don't even know why we're making burgers. You know, it's
so awesome.
That's
close,
pretty,
I'm
yeah.
so jealous. That's so great. What was the very first impression that you did? Do you remember?
Dude, the first one, it was the most annoying impression in the world. It was Pee Wee Herman.
Oh.
It was when Pee Wee's Big Adventure came out, and I was 11 years old. And uh-huh. I just somehow walking through their house, I was like, oh, this is it. It's not as cool as a puking power, but it's
right,
it's
right,
really,
right.
Really, really close.
Very
yeah,
close to
close
power.
Yeah, it's close. But yeah, I would run around the house like, so where are you going?
Just driving everybody insane.
Yeah, and I think my brother probably wanted to kick the crap out
of me. Oh, for sure. I'm surprised he didn't.
He did, but not for that.
Okay.
Right.
It
was, you know,
keep me in line.
I would have punched myself, actually, if I was any older. I'd just be like, dude, shit.
Just walk around. I was like,
all right, Pee Wee Herman, have you seen my bike?
Where's my bike, Francis?
I love it. So when you're on stage, like, what's your favorite one to do? What's your, like, I can't wait to do this one?
Dude, you know what? It's the one that I can't really do on stage, and that's Herbert, the guy from
Family. Oh, okay, all right.
Because for whatever reason, my, you know, it's just such a
sweet old soft thing.
But it touches so many people. It touches so many people. Everybody can understand it. And I just wish that I could do it.
Sweet old pedophile.
Spot on. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
This is a sweet old pedophile.
You were on a competition for the Dana Carvey Show, right?
Yeah, actually, I was on the same episode that Melissa Villaseñor was
uh-huh.
on.
Almost as great.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. She does incredible impressions, and I have to admit, it was her, myself, and one other kid who came in from New York.
Uh-huh.
And I can say kid, because I'm past 40.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
Everybody's a kid, yeah. But yeah, we were just sitting there, we were having fun, and it was kind of funny, because I think the kid was out to kill.
Right.
You know, he was like, oh, I'm going to do this.
Sure.
And I were like, all right. This is fun.
Right, yeah.
This is cool. And of course, he won that episode.
Well,
yeah, it worked really well. The strategy was down.
That's not how I thought that was going to end.
No.
This kid was thirsty, and he just went up there about, no, he cleaned
I went
out.
Up when I beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
It was great.
That'll teach him to dream.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
Crush him just like everybody else's dreams.
Go back to New York.
Oh, yeah. That's where all your dreams go.
I don't know why I can just hear you do this the entire podcast.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's like the funnest, that's the most fun to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one, like if I get requests for it, that's the one, because it's, again, it's one that touches, you know,
interesting.
There's,
right.
There's so much, like, pain, just
the sad, yeah, the
yeah.
sad clown,
the sad
is,
clown. Just like over it and disgruntled and just had it with the world, but you're still doing it, you know. I think
beautiful.
It's every comic's favorite,
right? Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Does your fiance love your impressions, or is she bad done with it?
She's pretty done with
it. She's like, your brother just
yeah,
wanted to kick
like,
the crap out of you.
Stop. Just stop. And it kills me, because I'll do these stupid, I'll do like, I make 80 songs out of everything for whatever reason.
Oh, yes,
it's because
nice.
I have a 4-year-old inside.
Right.
But, you know, I just live where, you know, Justin's hitting a bell. You know, and she's just like, Peter, shh, shh, shh. We're like, shutting the fuck up. I hate it. But it's just that annoying part of my soul that
right.
just needs to get out.
Yeah.
We all have
it. It's hard getting older, you know?
Dude, getting older, I'm just not a fan.
You're not?
Not a fan.
It
not
sucks.
A fan at all. Dude. Stuff hurts.
Yeah.
Stuff that didn't used to hurt hurts now. I don't know what it's like being pregnant, but it's got to be
similar. Feels
similar.
Yeah.
Because
it's. Everything hurts.
Things change. Billy Gardell does that whole bit about how he's at his halftime in his life. You know, he hit 40.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking down, you're sloppy first half. Oh, yeah, sloppy first half.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't regret anything, but there's a lot of things I wish I would have done in
better?
A more strategic way. Better or like, yeah, like.
Or not at all?
Or not at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I should have started comedy 10 years before I got the balls to
right.
start comedy. You know,
or
like,
not at all.
Or not at all, yeah. Or just let that dream die. Just
right.
bury it in the backyard with the rest of the bodies. Just, you know.
Right.
But now it's, you know, it's. But again, I'm enjoying it. Everything's cool. I feel like I'm in a really good place now, too. So I've been in worse places for
uh-huh.
sure, I think. I don't know. I think everybody's been there, but I was in some dark, dark places before. So this is kind of a nice little change. Feels like, oh my God, there is sunshine in the world.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. There's another part of that change that we were
nice.
Talking about earlier.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard though. So you're, everything's good now. You're happy now.
Yeah, everything's good. And
does it feel weird?
It feels weird.
It doesn't. It feels super
so
weird.
Weird, dude.
I know. I'm fucking telling you. It's the
Well, for instance, like even driving here, you're like three blocks away from something that happened. When I first moved to LA, it was like about a year in, and I was broke, and I was doing it was a modeling gig that I did, you know, on Magnolia.
All of that sounds about right for your first year.
You know,
oh, yeah, I was doing the same thing.
Modeling, foot modeling. But yeah, it was just like some cheap little paying gig, and I had my truck with my tools and everything in it because I was doing handyman work. And I finally got my license after a year after that. But, you know, it was like everything I could do to survive. And then I walked out. It was broad daylight, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. My truck was gone.
Yeah.
No.
Tools, truck, everything was gone.
Down the street from this house?
Not too far from this house.
Oof.
Toad?
No.
No, oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I wish it was like a
I parked somewhere with 900 signs and didn't read the tiny one up top and got my shit towed story, but yours was the other LA story
North
where
Hollywood.
Your car just gets jacked.
Yeah. Somebody else just towed it themselves.
So
they towed it
for personal use.
And, and it was a rough day because I lived in Van Nuys and I ended up
So it was a rough day because you lived in Van Nuys.
Every day was a rough day for about a year. That was a rough one.
Everybody's got a Van Nuys story.
So it was rough. I pulled it all together. I finally, you know, and it was one of those things where it's that persistence. It's like, are you going to keep banging your head against the wall? You're going to go back home. And then I was just like, Mom.
Well, you have no choice. You have no ride back home.
One of the two. I'm not going the other road. So.
I had no ride back home, so I had to stay.
I had to call a cab. But the strangest thing was, I moved to Los Feliz about a year and a half later.
That's an upgrade?
Yeah, it was a great upgrade. Cool neighborhood. And it was, I want to say this happened in, it was Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day when my truck got stolen. Yeah. And then sometime in October the following year, I'm leaving my house in Los Feliz and my stolen truck drives by. Drives through the intersection. And I literally had one of those moments where I was, you know, that Pulp Fiction moment? Where Marcellus Wallace is walking by. And he turns around like, motherfucker. You know, that, I was like, get the fuck out of here. So I pulled out after him. And I got him to pull over. I honked and I waved. And, you know, it was one of those moments where you kind of lose your shit.
Yeah.
And as soon as he opened it, I pulled him and I yanked him out. And I just, you know, it was one of those where I kind of had to just be like, dude.
Right.
Crazy
right.
white guy pulling somebody out. It's just the shit
right.
doesn't fly.
Because you don't know if he had bought it from somebody else. Or
yeah.
Guy, so you don't know. Okay.
Yeah. So he pretended he didn't speak English for a minute.
Sure.
And I was don't give me that shit. And then, you know, I looked around and it was the same fucking truck, man.
Wow.
And long story short, I had to call a private investigator because the cops didn't do anything about it. And
really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And that was the other part of it too, where, you know, they were, I convinced him to drive to a place where we could meet with, like a unit, like a cop unit. And they just looked at it and were like, nothing we can do. You know, he's got the paperwork. And I was like, can you check the VIN number? Can you check this? And they're like, no, there's nothing we can do. So I called an investigator, and we, you know, a week after I called him, I got my truck back.
Oh my gosh.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and it was just beat to shit.
Well, of course, yeah.
It was trashed.
Right.
And of course, it was like my puppy that ran. It was somebody took it, and then I had to bring it back and bring it back. And
it's
it
never
was
quite the same.
Never the same.
Yeah.
I dumped a ton of money. You know, I got it fixed and worked on it, and then it kept breaking down, and that was like a shitty relationship you shouldn't have been in the first place.
Yes.
And it was just like, just get rid of
you
it.
Should
Why
just let
you
it
get back together.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
All your tools had probably been sold.
Oh, yeah.
Right, long gone.
Long
yeah.
gone. Long gone. But like, you know, like the VIN numbers were able to, they were able to trace it on all the body panels. I was like, fuck yeah, that's my truck.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, here's your piece of shit.
Right, take it.
Right.
Good luck with it.
Ugh.
Guy just steals another one.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's, you
yeah.
know, it was
just... that's such LA too. Like,
yeah.
Sorry, we can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
Right.
But so, there's a stolen car in front of you. Now,
there's nothing we can do about
right.
it.
Right. You get a ticket on it, though. They dish your tow that real fast.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what you should have done. You should have just gotten a parking ticket on it.
You should have parked it at a meter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just let it sit for 2 minutes extra. Just to get somebody over there right away.
We are on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Helicopter. What the
fuck? Oh, no.
What's happening?
So when did you, so things got better?
Yeah, we
went from Van Nuys to Los Feliz, to Glendale, to Long Beach. All right.
Yeah, there was, you know, like everything else, man. There were good times, there were bad times. I was had a couple of shows on, you know, the home makeover shows, so that's why I make fun of those mostly when I do sets now.
Explain that. What were you doing on that?
Well, I hosted it.
Okay.
And then I was also the carpenter.
Okay.
So, you know, that contractor guy who actually does the work and stuff, I did that too. And then I was also, you know, we would work till 10 or 11 or 2 in the morning. And, you know, I'd have to get up at 6 and be like, all right, well, it's day 2. Are we going to be... It wasn't the money was good back then.
Sure.
It's not like hosting shows now, which, you know, unless you've already got that big name for yourself, which...
Right.
We're in my bedroom recording a podcast right now. We don't have it.
Yeah, so it's... it's just a different world now.
Yeah. So you would do the home makeover shows.
I did.
What was that like?
It was kind of cool for a while. And then it just got to the point where they would just work you to death. And then,
so you had to host and actually do the...
Yeah.
Because you think, like, I always watch the shows. I'm like, oh, they cut to, like, the next day. They just hire, like, 30 people to come in and do it. Yeah. You were actually on your hands and knees, like, hammering stuff.
Yeah. And we actually had the crew. You always had the background crew. Uh-huh. It's just cheaper to hire a contractor and have them do it as well.
Right.
And then it is to, you know, try to bring in all the show people. Because then you got crew waiting for another 2 days.
Right.
And, you know, it's just not going to happen. So... But I would always help them, and they, you know, we got to the point where we kind of counted on it. It's like, oh, he's the extra guy that we can use.
Mm.
But I didn't mind, because it really hurts to, like, I couldn't just sit there and be like, well, screw you guys, I'm done for the day.
Right. I'm gonna go to my trailer. The hotel. Yeah.
These other guys are, you know, scraping floors for the rest of the night.
Right.
I couldn't do that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's a time and a place.
So how did you meet your lady?
I met her at the Flappers in Claremont.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was funny. I wasn't even going to do that show, but I did a...
Stop.
Yeah. I did a guest set for Darren,
uh-huh.
Darren Carter.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, hey, you want to do, you know, a guest set? And I'm like, okay, cool. I do the set. And at the end of the show, Rachel comes by and she turns to me and she says, you were funny. And I have no game.
Right.
It's like, I had nothing.
Zoink's like, holy cow, Scoob. This is totally cool.
And I failed that test, but...
Right, whenever they make, like, here's the rule of comedy. Whenever, 9 times out of 10, if they come out to you like, you were really funny, like, that's like, you better say something after that.
Instead of...
Yes.
That's game, right?
Shucks, yeah.
I mean, anything but that.
Yeah.
Girls love that kind of confidence.
Yeah. And it swells. It's like an aura of confidence around you when you bring that, doesn't it?
Right.
That childlike chuckle.
Yeah.
We've had so many comics on the show that, like, they talk about it, like, a girl will come up to him and be like, you were really funny, and they're like, oh, thanks, and walk away. Like, well, you were like super cocky up there. Like,
yeah,
what happened down
right.
here?
Right.
What happened when the real world started happening?
Right.
Right?
Mr. Badass up
there.
I don't have a bit for this.
I'm not prepared for this.
Here's my Stewie.
Like, it's like I'm being heckled in a great way.
It's like, oh, so what's your name?
You got some sweet old legs.
That
didn't
work. So what happened?
So she actually, she sent me a message on Facebook.
Shut up, she engaged twice?
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
Awesome.
She's I'm a big fan.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Really. Like, if I had a
holy shit
foam finger with her name, I
right.
would wait every day.
She gave you a pass on the first time you dropped the
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Found you on Facebook.
Threw the ball at me. Actually, handed it to me. Handed it to me with a big bow on it. And was like, if you fucking drop this time,
it's totally on you.
Man up, pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Sack
no.
up, man. But yeah, it was cool, and I have to admit, like, the second date in, I was like, oh, shit, I'm in.
You're done?
I'm in. I'm done. And I never, ever, ever thought I would do this. Ever.
Yeah.
Right. You were hosting shows and male modeling. I'm sure you didn't want to.
No way, man. No way. I was getting cars stolen left and right. I don't give a shit. Father material? No way.
Settling down.
Nobody settles in this town. But yeah, it was funny because I've always heard that stupid story of like, oh, you never know till you know. It's
right.
When it's the right
once
one.
You
it's
know.
The right one.
Right.
It's like, suck my balls. Shut your face hole. And
right.
then sure enough, it happened. And I was like, fuck, I just like join the freaking mafia, man.
Right?
Yeah.
And you just, you're in.
Yep.
You're in and you do stuff. And it's like, huh.
Do you do stuff, just have you doing stuff you don't necessarily want to do?
She does.
Yeah? Do you have an example? Because I have one.
Oh, God.
The Bachelorette. Watched every episode
sure.
this year.
Yeah, that's yeah. pretty common with a lot
my
of my guy
knows
friends.
Every character.
Oh, my God.
But,
yeah.
My roommate.
Yeah.
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 And fucking Bachelor in Paradise. I got stuck on that dumbass show. Yeah. And now, you know, now I see, I appreciate it for what it is because it's like you're giving a set of chess pieces with their own special moves and their own, like, powers and their own, what would it be? It's not an antidote. It's like the kryptonite of whoever they are.
Right.
And they place these people in, and it's just like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible to the people on TV. Fuck them. They signed up for that.
Right.
I sure did.
So,
year after year.
Yeah, that's out of my hands. And it's just fun to watch them and the way they edit it and put it together. I'm like,
right.
oh my God, I really appreciate that. And they put the crying in after. I'm like, ah, these guys are so good.
See, I would be so bad on that show. When, first of all, no one's asking me around that show. But if I would, I would just be like, so, like, I'm not showing any emotions till we cut. There's no way I'm crying. There's no way I'm crying in front of the world.
Yeah.
No way.
But they get you, man. No
oh
matter how normal you go on that show, they get you. They find a way to,
right.
like, worm someone in, and you think there's no cameras there, and then they're like falling in love like behind this bush, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Ha,
gotcha. I got you.
You're psycho. Yeah, we found it."
It's like a mosquito somewhere. You know what I mean? It's just, they'll get you no matter what you do.
It's perfect.
They've got your mom backstage. Like, no, what is she doing here?
No, she hits the nerve. She never loved me.
Oh, you're gonna cry.
Right.
No.
Why are you pulling Anakin on me? Why'd you bring my dead mom?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went there.
Yeah.
We went there.
Just showing you pictures. No.
No.
You're going to cry.
Sand people. I'm going to go kill them.
My favorite thing on one of those shows is there was, I can't think of her name right now. Anyways, there was this blonde woman and she was the mom. She had the daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And her fiance or husband or baby's daddy, whatever, had died in a plane crash.
Oh,
good and the
Lord.
First date the guy took her on was on this little 2-seater
Stop.
Plane.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
That was the
yeah,
first date they took
Stop.
Her on. And I was like, you are horrible.
Because he probably has no idea what the producers set it up.
Of course.
Oh,
that's, of course.
That's
the
sick,
first date.
Sick brilliance of these fucked up
people. Oh,
yeah.
my
I know.
God.
Yeah. Like I said, it's horrible. Horrible what they do, but there's that weird like genius behind it of like, what are we gonna do with them?
Right?
It's so bad.
It's like we have a little picnic in this graveyard. It's like, no, my mom's grave.
My mom's grave.
No.
What are you doing? It's our grave.
The guy's like, I had no idea. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
My big idea for all of those shows is that they need to have a therapist, and each person, it's mandatory for them to go have a session with a therapist while they're on the show.
Uh-huh.
See, I think they're going to pull that like 10 seasons in when the ratings start to fall, and then they're like,
right.
oh, this is the pumper. And
Let's
then they
be
bring it
humans
back.
Again.
Right.
And help people.
But would you film it? Do you film the therapy session?
Yeah, you film the therapy
oh,
session,
wow.
and you watch how they like change and progress and start to make better choices in the people that they're dating. And how they carry themselves differently.
After the show?
No, as the show's going on.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Bachelor in Paradise, they're there for, like, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months, something like that? I don't know. But it seems like they're there for
a
while.
It seems like a lot of time off of work.
It's,
right.
seems like
they're
a lot
not doing
of time.
A lot else,
yeah.
I don't think. But, yeah, every week, everyone has a one-hour session, and they talk about whatever happened on their dates or in their lives or whatever, and then they start to fix them. They Christie these people
right.
throughout the time.
See, that would
they're
be very
there.
Nice.
And
that would
then,
be nice, but then they'd have to crash them again.
Yeah,
yeah
because
yeah,
it's like, you would either, like, they get better or you just watch them slowly dip into madness as the season goes by.
Right.
It's like, this person, he's beyond fixing.
Right.
Yeah, right. Could you imagine, like, you're competing for a rose, basically? Because it's not about the girl.
Right.
You don't want to marry the girl.
God,
and
that's so funny to watch.
Right. The statistics of that actually working is that you just want to win the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why, you know, I even got that, I don't know if you've heard it, but I do that little bit about, you know, like the you know, it's down to like 12 and then, you know, it only takes 11 to make a football team. So being 12 guys at once is a little strange.
Right.
And then I get it down to like a basketball team size. And that's when everybody starts going, I think I love you.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, like this year, I don't know if you noticed, but JoJo just wasn't taking half that shit. She like started kicking people off left and right, you know, and it was really funny to watch because you'd see these poor guys, not poor guys, fucking they signed up for it.
Right.
You know,
right.
These guys
you
just
made
like,
your bed.
Like, yeah, I thought she loved me.
Right.
And one of
right.
them cried and I'm like, dude, shut your face.
Right.
You're not on there for that. And I just, good job for you. Showing your fake ass emotions on TV,
on TV
and
right.
getting crushed for it.
Like, you didn't know what the show was. Like,
yeah.
It's the first season, you had no idea how this thing went down.
Right.
Oh, they're gonna film everything?
Right.
Yeah.
There's other guys here? I don't get it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's a show about.
Yeah, that's it's like you just wanna win the prize.
Right.
Yeah.
That's marriage, though. That's not going on. Going Price is Right. Get a car.
Get a toaster.
A car.
Get a new
maybe,
truck.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Don't go and get married.
Oh my god.
Because do they have? Does anybody know? You guys would know better than I do. Are any of those? Or anybody? Is anybody still married from the show?
Yeah. There's
really?
A few couples
like
that are married,
three,
and have
right?
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's more than that. There's about four of them now.
How many seasons?
Really?
Out of, I don't know, a
like
lot
30?
Of
yeah, yeah, of course, right?
About 12, 15 seasons,
right.
probably, and there's about four or five couples.
And
that
two of them
together.
Are probably miserable.
Maybe.
Or they're just like, you know, they're the Harrison Fords of the acting world, where, you know, people are like, well, Harrison Ford didn't make it until he was 40, so that gives me hope. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah,
oh,
I still got a chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what these guys are thinking
right.
when they see them.
That's why Peter's wearing an earring
that's
during
right.
the podcast.
I have it in both ears because I don't know which one he has.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that, yeah, if you'll do that, you use an example a lot. Harrison Ford and then who's the George Clooney. You know,
yeah,
George
Clooney
had more pilots canceled than anybody
yeah.
else. Like, he's also the one of the sexiest men
exactly,
in America
right.
voted by People Magazine.
Exactly.
You know, you're not Charlie.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And there's only one of him in 10 trillion.
10 trillion, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the odds are great. Good luck for you.
People don't normally get picked off staff to be the lead in a Star Wars movie that blows up overnight. That's
yeah.
not like a general story that a lot of people
right.
have. So.
But you hold on to that one thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You hold on to that one thing. So
what do you have to do?
Two things.
Okay.
This morning I picked up cat throw up. My girlfriend has cats.
Okay.
And I stayed the night at her place. And as I was leaving, you guys
yeah.
are going to be, I really want a lot of credit for this, by the way. That's why I'm building this up so much. I would
okay.
really like credit for this.
It sounds like you were just being a human. Go
well,
ahead.
Calm down. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Sounds like you were just being a boyfriend.
But that's fine.
As I was leaving,
okay.
I saw that the cat had thrown up violently on the carpet.
Right.
right?
And you're
She's...
super proud that you didn't leave it on the floor.
I could have so easy. She was already at work. It could have happened at any point during the day.
Oh my God, Justin.
Christy, give me points.
I can't give you points
point.
For that. That's just what people do.
Points me! I could have been.
I'll give you points.
Thank you.
I'll give you points.
Thank you.
I would have done that at a stranger's house.
No!
And I would have done the dishes. I would have.
Let's not push it.
Picked up the mail.
Because, so I got up, I had my knees, and I scrubbed it, and I cleaned it, and it looks great.
Was it carpet, or was it
carpet?
Ooh,
yeah,
wow.
Very
you know
much carpet.
I think
See?
There's two
yeah.
points there.
See?
Yeah.
Cause she
get a couple extra points for that.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you, because I didn't want to have to lie. She would have called me when she got home, like, oh, my day's so, you know, I got home, and she'd thrown up on the carpet, and I would
yeah.
have been like, oh, no, you don't say.
What color was it?
Right, oh, no, right. No, good and goddamn well, I walked over it to leave. So I did that, which I was very proud of myself. Here's the thing I hate about cats. Like when dogs, I don't want to be
that
comedian. Cats and dogs are different,
What's
right?
What's the deal with cats
right.
and dogs?
But like dogs, when they fuck up, they go and hide because they know they're in trouble.
Right.
This cat watched me
yeah.
very slowly clean up this like, almost
yeah.
like.
And he judged
yeah.
you the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, I know
yeah.
you're going to clean that up.
Yeah.
yeah.
How does it feel to clean my puke up, boy?
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
They say boy too a lot
yeah.
too.
I heard that
it doesn't
a lot.
Matter
it's very
if you're a grown-ass man or not.
Yeah.
Right.
They call
kid.
You boy.
Call me kid.
Yeah. yeah.
She's over 40, so. So I cleaned up that, and then also I signed up for this is very I signed up for a five I'm doing a 5K with her.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm doing that, which is
are you a runner? Are you a
I have running shoes.
Well, that's a start. That's
those
a start.
Sweet sweatpants, those Puma sweatpants, don't give them away.
Which apparently I'm not allowed to wear this outfit. I was very excited about this track. She's like, no. I do a lot of cardio at the gym.
Okay.
But I've never done anything like this before.
Dude, that's a long run, man.
Yeah. I'm telling people it's a marathon.
Okay.
But like on Facebook and stuff, but really it's a 5K.
Okay.
But it sounds so much cooler to say a marathon.
What's the difference between a marathon and a 5K?
I don't know. So I'm
about four times longer than
really?
A 5K. 5K is the shortest of all the marathons
okay,
you can
well,
run.
Let's not downplay it.
Is all
it's,
I mean, it's
right.
still, I wouldn't do it.
5K is the minimum.
It is the minimum. It is the minimum to get a really sweet
right. it's like a sprint.
Medal.
Okay.
It's a very cool
it's like
Halloween.
A sprint.
It's not a sprint. There's training.
There's a track involved. There's two laps.
So that's what I'm doing in October. It's like a Halloween thing, and you get a spooktacular.
That sounds
trophy.
Like so much fun.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Are you going to dress up for this run?
I'm thinking about it.
You
definitely
should.
Dress up.
Yeah.
I got to dress up something I can do an impression for, so I still have to figure out
yeah.
what it's going to be.
So nothing.
Naked. It's going to be naked Justin.
Yeah.
What's this? Nothing. That's the best.
There's a cool one at Disney where you run with the stormtroopers.
That would be awesome.
And it's all throughout the Disney park. You do the 5K.
That would
sounds like so much fun. Yeah. They do it every year.
It's poor stormtroopers, man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh, you know how bad those things gotta smell.
It's like those little fans in the helmet, maybe.
I hope so.
Maybe oof. They just starch you off.
Yeah. And take
you know
a
what
knee.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, halfway there's a whole, what was it, a battalion squadron?
Yeah.
What is it? Anyway, a bunch of stormtroopers.
Yeah.
A gaggle?
A gaggle.
Yeah.
Just
sure.
going.
This,
we
is,
had
this is not the race you're looking for.
Everything's fine here. Fine. We're all fine. How are you?
What
I
you
like
say?
How we can combine.
We had stormtroopers at my wedding, and one
I'm
of
sorry,
the rules...
What?
We had stormtroopers
yeah.
and Darth Vader at my wedding. It was no big deal.
Oh, my God.
And one of the rules, they had, like, they're like, the very official... They're, like, the Legion...
The red ones?
Oh, crap.
No, red. No, white.
No, the red ones were the Imperial ones.
Yeah, red ones are Imperial. White is, yeah, just regular, like, legit, the OG
yeah,
stormtroopers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But they had,
awesome.
Part
of
their
shit.
Rules was that they're once Reaching they're in down. Costume, they're not able to sit down. So, and they're not, there can't be any steps because of the way that the legs are made in the costumes. They can't go up a step. They can go down a step, but they can't go up a step.
Wow.
So I can't imagine that
so,
that's what they are wearing when they're running
so there's
a 5K.
The fall of the Empire right there.
That's it.
They
you just need
upstairs.
Steps. No ramp. You just get rid of that ramp and you're safe forever.
Was this your idea or your husband's idea?
It was my idea. I surprised him with it.
I know. Isn't it the best?
Oh my
yeah.
God.
He's a huge Star Wars
huge
fanatic.
Star Wars.
And so when the... When
we had our final
out,
kiss, man
yeah,
and wife.
Yeah, man and wife. She turned him around and outside in this thicket of forest and beauty was Darth Vader and two stormtroopers. Yeah.
They escorted us out and took a bunch of pictures with
oh
us.
My God.
It was
that's
good
awesome.
Times.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun.
Wow. Because, you know, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, too.
Are you?
So, yeah. It's...
They come to weddings. You just got to send them a letter and then donate to a charity of your choice.
No kidding.
And they yep. come out as volunteers.
Yep. Peter, here's why we kind of brush you on the show today. Christy,
tell me about stories.
Christy yeah, plans weddings and I officiate weddings. So
I
you
think
go.
You are sold. Sold. I bought already done. Now we just
that.
Have to convince one more person about this.
Oh,
one,
yeah.
One more person about
darn
this. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That's freaking amazing.
That's
but
funny.
Isn't it weird, like getting older and stuff for you, like now, like planning a wedding? Like,
no.
Could you have thought that went, like, 4 years ago? I'm sure you were probably a young, like, reckless guy, right? Where are you from originally?
Nebraska.
From
Omaha.
Nebraska, Omaha.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, I love Omaha, Nebraska,
Omaha's
by the way.
A great
I was
town.
There a couple of months
oh,
ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did the Funny Bone.
Funny Bone.
Yeah.
Very cool place.
Freaking great place.
I love it.
And Colleen is...
Colleen's amazing.
Amazing.
A lot of good
too.
Food there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of good food in Omaha.
They
yeah, they do eat.
So.
They do eat.
It's a long, cold
so.
Winter. So,
then, yes.
A lot to do.
So you came out here.
Came out here.
Nail
well,
modeling, hosting shows.
Well, I took a stop in Houston, Texas
I'm
for
sorry.
About 4 years. Yeah, yeah. It's it was one of those where a friend of mine from Omaha had an aunt that lived in Katy.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Yeah.
It was over Thanksgiving. He's like, dude, let's go down there. And when we got down there, we left Omaha. It was like 28. It was snowing.
Right.
When we got down there, it was sunny and 72.
1,010.
Yeah, well, it was the winter. So
oh, oh, so.
So it
so
was like normal.
Yeah, yeah okay.
Yeah. It was normal. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to move.
Right.
Because I wasn't tied down. I was just going to do it.
Right.
And then we drove down over the 4th of July. where it was 1,000 degrees.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, I questioned every move.
Right. Let's just move into California where it just stays 80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep on driving.
Yeah. Right. Holy monkey shit, it was hot down there.
Omaha to Houston to Van Nuys.
Yeah, exactly, right? But yeah, I started doing the acting stuff in Texas because it was also a smaller market.
Yeah.
And you have Houston, Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio, so you can hit all of that. And it's, you know, it was great because when I moved out here a couple of years later, it was, I had a resume.
Right.
That you couldn't get in Omaha at the time. Omaha's a lot better now as far as that goes. They've got a lot of production stuff happening there.
Oh, cool.
Comedy is really booming there too, so it's cool. It's always been a cool town. I've always loved that town, and it's just great to see that.
Yeah,
it's starting to build up in that world too.
We have listeners in Omaha, Nebraska.
Nice.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, we have podcasts. So shout out.
Do I know any of them?
Probably. No. There's like 12 people in that town, right?
You
don't
stop them that much.
But, right. Right. Yeah.
You don't have their names and numbers.
Steve, so good to see you again, buddy. Not really see you, but
Peter Marr says hi.
Yeah.
Would you? So good. Good gigs. Bad gigs.
Oh, good gigs. Bad. Oh man, there was one.
When did you start doing comedy?
I started doing it, I want to say six-ish years ago.
Okay.
Somewhere
right.
in there. And there was a
time, out of here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a time or two in between that, you know, I'd take a couple of months off
sure.
because I was working on something else. But yeah, getting older, and that's the other thing too, is you know, it was a little late to start, I felt, but it's always good. I just enjoy it enough and I feel like, you know, I've gotten a lot further than I probably would have starting at 25 or 26 when
right.
I first moved out here.
You know Harrison Ford.
Well, Lewis Black didn't really
right,
get
yeah.
going until...
Right.
Yeah, Lewis Black is the Harrison Ford of the comedy
right.
world, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, it's... where were we at? Old... Getting old, starting comedy. Good gigs, bad gigs. One of the worst gigs, holy crap, was for a tire company.
Okay.
And this was... I opened for a friend of mine... You know, brought me up there, and it was one of those places where it was these guys who've been breaking down tires all day long. It was a Saturday. It was a holiday party.
Oof.
400 people in this room.
Okay.
It was in a like a Legion Hall, like a Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
But a very Latino version of that.
Okay.
And
okay.
This is supposed to...
That's where you found your stolen truck.
Yeah. There was three of them there. I was like, holy cow.
Screw you guys.
So they, you know, these guys worked half a day. They brought them in. They fed them.
They had to work that day?
They had to work that day.
Oh, Jesus.
They literally got off at noon, and they gave them till like 2 o'clock to get to this holiday party. And we showed up at like 6, and it was 7 o'clock. So they had been there for 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
And it was a lot of alcohol going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
And my 6'2" cracker ass comes out to go like, hey, everybody. And the way the guy introduced me was... I don't know. He said something about just some, he gave me some false credit. And it was one of those that was just like kind of stabbing everybody in the face. It's like, hey, you've seen this guy on TV everywhere.
Right.
And then I come out and I tried to do that. It was my opener. Like, it was this bully bit. How I do a joke about how I look like a bully from the 80s, like from an 80s movie.
Right.
And that,
that's funny.
Yeah.
I do.
Which is very
well,
fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you guys, it seems to work fairly well, right?
Right?
But for these guys, you know, they just sat back and was like, you don't look like no bully.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, you know,
I didn't think
just,
about that.
It tanked.
Right.
And then it went to like the second thing that I knew worked.
Right.
And I got like 2 laughs. And
oof.
Then, I, you know, I kind of brought him back up for half a second.
That's
I was just
hilarious.
Like, you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of rolled off.
Did you bail?
Well, I didn't bail. I mean, I got it to a certain point.
Sure.
I wasn't going to let it just slide.
Right.
But I got it to a certain point. I didn't go long. That's
right.
for sure.
Right.
Didn't
milk run that light.
Right.
As soon as I saw that light, I was like, hey, all right, see you guys. I was halfway through a joke, too. I was like, what's the deal with good night?
Good night.
I was out.
Do you guys like impressions? No, fucker.
Do an impression of a bully, fool. Oh, my God. That was, you know what? It was a learning experience.
Oof, that, yeah.
That's for sure.
That just sounds like a nightmare scenario, though.
It was, it wasn't the best scenario, and honestly, it was something that I'd never had handled before.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just have a better
yeah,
idea
yeah.
how to deal
well,
with
next
it.
Next time you get booked on a tire gig,
for
just say
tires,
no.
California. Yeah. 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 Go on with something better.
Right.
Than
that's
that
how you handle
right?
that gig
yeah.
for next time. Pass.
Oh my God. It was, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't good at all.
And you, it's one of those gigs that sounds like, you know, probably like as soon as you walked in,
oh,
like,
man,
ooh,
I
this isn't
done.
Gonna go well.
And then of course you get that mindset
right.
and then you're like, fucking yourself before you even get on.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny, like 2 weeks later, did Pechanga, and you know, it was like, you know, I did a feature set, like 25 minute set. And, you know, they were just like on the edge of their seat, like,
yep.
Just ready to laugh at anything.
Yep.
And then, you know, that's that roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I was talking to somebody about that the other day about with comedy, the roller coaster part is like, sometimes it's like, sometimes in the same, like, night, like, the first show will be, like, really good, and the second show is just awful.
Yeah.
But the worst to me is, like, in the same set, like, when you start off just fire, and then you, like, use, like, one thing doesn't land, and you're like, okay, and the next thing doesn't land, and you're like, what happened?
You're like, what happened? Did the throttle break off of this thing?
You guys liked me.
I know.
Remember 5 minutes ago?
We were all friends. It was great.
There's nothing worse than having it and then just losing it.
Yeah, and it doesn't just drop, just, like, disappears into the ether, and it's almost like if it doesn't land, people are like, okay, what else you got? Nothing. All right. Well, I guess we'll sit here till you're done.
Right. Mm. Do you ever take requests, impression requests from the audience? Do you ever do that? Are you confident in your repertoire?
No.
No?
Never do.
Because I was thinking about that the other day, like if it was, because a lot of people do, you know, like.
Yeah, like Frank Caliendo can do that.
Yeah.
Because he's got 3,000 voices that
right.
he can do.
Right.
And then, you know, a lot of them kind of over crisscross a little bit.
Right.
It's good enough that you can alter it a little bit and sound like someone else.
Right.
But yeah, man, I don't leave it that far open.
Justin does.
I can use any impression you guys want. Just yell it out.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
I'm Boba Fett.
Thank you. I'm Boba Fett.
What does Boba Fett say? Does he have any lines?
What does he say?
He has like the one classic one. Your husband.
He's worth a lot to me.
Yes, that's
he's
it.
He's worth nothing to me dead.
Oh yeah, that's
he's
it.
He's worth nothing to me dead.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
The
something.
Empire
sorry,
will
it's all the Star Wars
you
fans.
Fully for whatever. See, that's the thing. It's funny, like, my generation, I guess, you know, growing up in the 70s and 80s, like, Star Wars was it.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars was it. And then Rachel, my fiance, her generation was a few years later.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed her
Star Wars. Just a nice way to put it.
I'm going to say 11 years later.
Okay, okay.
Because
my girlfriend has also never seen Star Wars.
Oh, really?
It's
such a fun experience.
Yes.
But I showed it to her, and it's funny because the pacing of the original Star Wars just isn't the pacing of the movies today.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, or like when that first ship comes through, and it was like, holy crap, nobody's ever seen this before.
Right.
But it's a long time before that thing goes through,
right.
Which was the effect they wanted.
Right.
But now she's just watching like, what's this?
Right, yes.
Jesus, move on already.
We get it.
Yeah.
They do such a good job of copying that in Spaceballs,
God.
Where it's just
oh
45
God,
minutes
yeah.
of
and
the
fucking
ship.
And then the Bush Cheney sticker on the back. Yeah, and on that note, I showed her the Family Guy one, you know, the Family Guy episodes, and I'm dying because every little thing, like,
it's
you know,
perfect.
You know,
right.
Great kid, don't get penis-y.
Yeah.
To me, that's awesome because it's cocky. And then she's just looking at me like, what is so funny? Like, you don't know the genius behind the parody of that. It's
right, yeah.
It's what you get for being old, kid.
It's hard, though. She's watching it the first time, and it's like all these effects that were so great back then.
Yeah.
It's like, I just saw Guardians of the Galaxy last week. You know, like, I just saw a raccoon with a fucking machine gun.
We just shot an independent film with better stuff than this on
right.
2 weeks ago.
On an iPhone.
On an iPhone, yeah. On an iPhone, and that was it. And I have an app that actually blows shit up that looks better than this.
Yes,
what
my friend
that?
Has that, too.
Yeah.
You just had a movie come out, or is it coming out?
Oh,
I
man,
saw.
We just, it was funny, we did this a year and a half ago,
uh-huh.
And it's called Peter the Gullible.
Okay.
And it was a friend of mine wrote it, directed it, and he kind of wrote it after this, I can play a pretty gullible guy
okay.
in real life, just by me being me, but I can accentuate
I'm
it a little bit.
Just picturing all the people at the tire, you don't look very gullible.
You don't look gullible. You don't look like a bully. You're not 6'2". You're not white.
It's like, no, I
am all these things.
I am all these things. That just came out. It was a short. Carly Steele was the lead actress in it. I was the lead in it. And it was great, man. It was one of those we premiered at the Chinese Theater.
Oh, cool. Holy shit.
Yeah. At Dances with Films this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
And your buddy wrote it?
Yeah.
And did he write it with you in mind?
Yeah. He tells me so.
Anyway, right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Cyrus Kavsari. He's a super... He's great. We've worked on a couple things together.
Nice.
Brilliant guy. I can call him a kid because he's a lot younger, too.
Sure,
but,
right. He's also never seen Star Wars.
No, he's dumb.
Okay, all right.
he's dumb. He's a good filmmaker.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. It was really nervous seeing myself on the big screen.
Yeah, how was that?
It was a little nerve-wracking.
Really?
And it was one of those where I was like, Because I know, like, I saw the rough cut when we did the ADR on it, and I was like, oh my god, my acting sucks. Oh my god, this is not good. And Cyrus was like, no, dude, it was great. It was great. Don't worry about it. It's great. And then I saw the movie, and I was just kind of biting my chin, like, biting my lip the whole time. But
right.
It went over well.
Nice.
And it worked so much better than I had in my... I had built up, you know, the train of death in my head that was going to be like, that sucks, you're horrible, and you know, that voice. You guys got that?
Yeah.
I got that.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
On a megaphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
24/7.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing was screaming at me.
Right.
It turned out all right.
You suck. This is going to be terrible. You can't act. You should go back to Omaha.
Yeah, you should go back to Omaha and, you know, go back and, you know, get your nail bag out and start... pounded nails.
Construction,
That's what should happen.
I went to my my roommate wrote and acted in this short film, and we had the premiere for it Saturday night.
Oh, nice.
And, dude, I have like a bit part in it. All our friends have bit. Everyone's hilarious in it, but he is like pacing back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Because he also acts in it, and he was there, and then he left. He left the room, and because he's, you know, it's one of those things, like, you look into the editing thing, you've seen it 9 times.
Right.
He's like, is this even funny anymore?
Right.
Yeah.
And so he left, and then he heard, like, the first 2 big laughs, and he was like, okay, all right. And he, like, walked back in. Yes. But he said until he heard those, he was just pacing back and forth.
And that's how we were in this movie, too.
Yeah.
I was just like, I know where the funny parts are, and if they don't,
right.
Then it's not.
Yeah. Right.
And then, you know, it was kind of a relief when they were like, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
Like, oh,
nice. And that's no small place to have a premiere, either.
No, man.
Yeah.
It was full, too.
Right. Oh, really?
Full.
Oof.
And I was, and I knew a few people in the audience because I knew a couple people in films in the same festival, and I was like, oh, man.
I hope it goes well.
But yeah, dude, it was a little nerve-wracking, but it worked out great.
That's so awesome.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude, it was
awesome.
You're killing it. This is like, this is your year.
Year.
I hope so,
dude.
Man. I hope so. It's been a few years here.
Back on TV with Dana Carvey.
Right.
Movie premiering. Getting Christy and I planning your wedding.
I know.
This is
awesome.
Right.
Stormtroopers.
So
I never thought
right.
my wildest. I wanted Stormtroopers, but now I know that's a reality.
Peter Marr, this is your life.
Yep.
They come in and your wife is like, I have no idea what these things are. What are these weird...
Why are my bridesmaids dressed with buns and gold bikinis? Why is this happening?
Where's the talking tree? I don't...
Wrong movie.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, how can people find you?
You can find me at thepetermarr.com because petermarr.com was taken.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the Peter Marr.
It's the guy who took your truck.
Yeah, exactly. I took my truck. I better keep a hold of this girl that I'm going to marry. Otherwise.
Don't let her out of your sight.
But it worked out well because I was able to make the Home Depot style logo out.
Which I love, by the way.
Which, yeah.
I have it pulled
up. It rolls into a lot of what I talk about on stage, too. Yeah,
look at that.
How awesome.
ThePeterMarr.com.
Yeah.
There's your movie. Oh, you got some laurels?
Yeah.
Nice.
Got a laurel.
Official Selection Hollywood Shorts Film Festival 2016. Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, is that out? Can people watch this yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're actually doing the festival.
Oh, yeah. You can't release it until after.
Yeah,
okay.
We can't release it until... I don't know, whenever he's done with it. First impressions, that link is right there on the site.
So people can watch your clip on Dana Carvey Show here?
Yeah, if you scroll down a little bit more. Yeah, there's a...
There you
are! Yeah, it's the interview clip.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, how awesome.
Yeah, and by the way, Dana Carvey is the nicest, coolest guy.
That's what I hear.
On the planet, man.
That's what I keep hearing.
So cool.
Awesome. It's nice to hear that about people.
Yeah, and, you know, like when we were, like, between, you know, where the commercial breaks were, he just walked over. He's like, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but just have fun with it. Like I said, Melissa and I were like, oh, yeah, right. And the kids are like, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to kill him.
I'm going to kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so awesome, man. Well, thanks for coming on our show.
Dude, thanks for having
me.
Yeah,
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram. It's all ThePeterMarr.
ThePeterMarr?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's great, dude. Thanks for coming on, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So cool,
thank you
man.
So much for having me on. And congratulations on getting points for Cat Puke.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't know about it yet, but you know.
She's not listening right now?
She doesn't listen to the show. It's great.
All right, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Congratulations on twins.
Thank you.
And a Star Wars wedding.
You know?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It'll be hard to beat. These kids better be pretty cool. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they are twins, aren't they?
Yeah, I was about to say, keeping up with the Star Wars wedding, she's having put twins.
Please don't even put that out there.
Force is strong in the family. If for some reason they separate.
Yeah.
And one goes to Alameda.
Yeah.
And the
That's
other
the
goes
equivalent.
To... Tarzana, that would be
right.
Yeah,
the perfect story.
Oh my gosh. Well, for our show, subscribe to us on iTunes, Foster the Podcast. Visit fosterthepodcast.com. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. Leave us a good review on the review section of iTunes. It helps us with visibility. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.